Hello, and thank you for joining us for this first edition of the Scratched Up Players Presents Arts Around Town. My name is Linda Reagan, and I look forward to sharing the news of arts and entertainment around our town as we celebrate the reopening of live theater and performing art venues. We want to connect you with what is happening in all the performing arts, not only as spectators, but also as possible participants, by advising you of auditions for actors, the search for new playwrights, and opportunities to help with lighting, directing, costuming, makeup, etc. If you are part of an arts organization and would like us to share information about your events, you can contact us at email Linda Reagan, LindaRagan, 150@gmail.com. We will also be doing live interviews briefly with those who are active in the arts around our town. And now for the highlight of the show tonight, I have the pleasure of speaking with Nancy Hill, co-founder with her husband Ken Hill of Axiom Repertory Theater Company. Ken and Nancy have produced some of the most memorable evenings of theater entertainment anywhere, including Cabaret, Amadeus, Wit, Into the Woods, among so many others, including children's shows. They have also created an annual tradition of presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you've never seen it, your theater education may be lacking. It is an adult show and involves some audience participation. Many fans see it every year and come in elaborate costumes. But let me have Nancy herself tell us what we have to look forward to. Thank you, Nancy, for making time in your busy schedule to fill us in on what's new with Axiom Repertory Theater. I know the concept of repertory is new to Axiom this year. Would you explain to our audience how that's going to work and what we're looking forward to?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. So Axiom Repertory, we've been called Repertory Theater since we opened, but we're actually engaging in actual repertory this summer as we come out of COVID and open up into the summer. And repertory just basically means that you are running several shows at the same, not necessarily at the same time, but on the same schedule. So currently we have 9 productions that we're running. And often when you go to Ashland, it's the same kind of thing. They run in repertory as well. And you can see maybe 2 to 4 different productions in a weekend when you travel up there, which is our goal. We want to be able to offer all kinds of shows to our community.
And you have that beautiful new theater that you've been working on for some time.
Yes, it is absolutely wonderful. We're very excited to
show it off. It is, and you have a bar.
We do. We have a lounge, and it's a full lounge with a dance floor, and it has a mirror ball, which is exciting. I love mirror balls. And that's going to allow us to do some opportunities with live music. Axiom just started a live music arm of our theater company, and it's called Art Music Live, and we have a wonderful group of volunteers that have come in and are booking local bands to perform, and our summer series for that is every third Saturday. And it'll go from 7 to 10 at night. And we're starting out with Billy and the Jets.
And when does that start?
June 19th. That's actually our first opportunity in the theater. And we're hoping people will come out and support Billy and the Jets and Roy Disney, who is their drummer and their leader and a former student of mine. Oh. Very excited to see their band. And he's now our booking director. He's going to be booking all kinds of bands and other music opportunities throughout the year in our facility. So we're really excited about that new component to Axiom.
And I think you have an open house too.
We do. We are actually doing an open house. We're the 26th of June. It's a Saturday from 4 to 7. And we are going to just offer up tours. And we'll have some champagne and some hors d'oeuvres and opportunities for people to see all the new additions we've done in the theater. And maybe a little tinkling of the ivories with one of our local musicians. And I think I'm doing actually a partial rehearsal on stage just to show people
oh,
what's
great.
Going on. Yeah, so they'll get to see a little bit of the show I'm directing right
now. And what
now.
Show is that?
We are doing, I'm so excited, we're doing Woody Guthrie's American Song. And it's just an amazing show. It was written by a professor from Berkeley who his dad actually played with Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, and a bunch of wonderful folk singers and musicians. And so he wrote this musical to highlight all the music of Woody Guthrie and to tell his story. And there's an interesting secret about it, which I can't tell you because it's a secret. So you'll have to come see the show. But Woody has a connection to Reading somehow.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm going to leave it at that. And that show opens July 3rd and the 4th of July. I mean, you got to have some Woody Guthrie music on the 4th of July. This Land Is Your Land and such.
Okay.
Very excited about doing
the
show.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And what else? You've got
we've got a lot of wonderful
shows.
You've
got a lot of secrets going on down there.
Oh, we do?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
What is that, white rabbit, red rabbit?
Oh, okay. So our season, Ken calls it the soft season. Basically, it's our summer rep season. We have several shows going, and I'll mention a few of them, actually. I actually mention a lot of them. Love Letters, which yours truly, Linda, and her husband will be in, along with Tammy Jones and John Truitt doing a couple of nights, Lisa Collins and Bill Collins doing a couple of nights, and then Pam Carney and Russell Payette are doing a couple of nights of
Love
Letters.
And that's opening June 1st?
I think so. I think that's the first one up, which is really wonderful. And Love Letters, if you haven't seen the show, it's just an amazing journey into the relationship of a couple. And
I love being able to.
I know. I'm so excited about it. Then we're doing a show called Say Goodnight, Gracie. It's a one-man show about George Burns. And Tom Kirschman's going to be starring in that show. We're really excited about that show. Yes. So a lot of multimedia illustrations of George and Gracie.
I wondered who was going to do that.
Yeah, Tom is amazing, and we're so excited to have him. And then Confessions of a Nightingale, which is the story of Tennessee Williams, and Matt McDonald is starring in that. And then we're doing I Got Sick and Then I Got Better. Tammy Jones is starring in that for the first four shows of that, and then Brandon Nascimento is going to take over for that show. And then we have a show, really exciting show, called May 4th Voices, which is the story of Kent State, the Kent State shootings.
Oh, yeah.
And it's told in the first person narratively by the actors, and it's the voices of everybody who witnessed that particular event. And it's very poignant, and I really think it's just very apropos to what's going on in our society right now, which
right.
is interesting. And then we have Vagina Monologues, which is just hilarious and fun. And you know, it's a show that's been out for 20 years, but it's timeless.
It's been around a long time. I've actually never seen it.
I haven't either. I'm really curious to see how it goes. But we have 10 women that are starring in the various and sundry women that are starring in that show. And we're really excited to offer that show up. And then Seussical Junior, it's a show for our kids. We have a camp all of July, and they do a culminating performance at the end of July, four shows, and it's 60 kids from our community, and they will be in full costume and full props and sets and performing for their parents and everybody else who wants to come and see a great show.
Oh, how do people find out about that or find out about auditioning or if we get their kids involved?
We audition in April, typically. We do have possibly a spot or two left if there are kids that are still interested in participating. They can reach me either through, and you can find my information on our website, axreptheater.com. And they can contact me, and I can get them in touch with our children's director, Lizzie Stockson, who took over from me about 5 months ago, and she's just killing it.
She's doing
a great job. I also wanted to mention the White Rabbit, Red Rabbit that you had talked about.
Yes.
So this is a very interesting show. There is no rehearsal. There is no director. There is only one actor. And the night of the show, As it opens at 7:30, the producer, Ken Hill, will walk on stage with an envelope, and it'll have the script inside. And the person takes out the script and reads it and begins to do the show. And they may only do it once. It's written in our contract that they may only do it once. And if they've seen it, they can't perform it. So it's going to be a surprise to everybody. And I'm so thrilled about this because it's completely improvisational and just supposedly a load of fun. And it's written by a gentleman who he's Iranian, and he hasn't been able to leave his country. They're not letting him leave. And so this foundation helps sustain him and is trying to create an opportunity for him to come to our country because he's basically a political prisoner. And so he's put the show out for people, and the foundation helps him. Isn't that crazy?
I know you don't want to tell me about it, but can I ask?
I don't even know anything about it. That's what's so crazy.
Maybe you'll do it.
No. Ken said, you should do this show, honey. And I'm like, no, I'm directing. I don't want to do that. But there are several people that are going to take it on, and we're excited about that. So that's the summer rep season. And so what's great is we all are rehearsing until we open, and then we may do a show or two a week and then not have a show for another week. So it just gives us time to, like, if we want to go to the lake, we don't have to worry about getting home to get into our costumes and do a show, which is really nice.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Very excited. And that runs through the end of September.
Okay.
Yeah. Tickets go on sale June 1st on our website, axreptheater.com.
And that was
for all
everything?
The season. Yeah.
Not
everything.
Until June 1st?
We're waiting till June 1st. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But we will.
That's right around the corner. 1st.
Yeah. It's right around the corner. So I think on Tuesday we're opening our website up with
all
tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I know.
So anything else that we should know about?
Our regular season will open in October with Rocky Horror. And
that's not part of summer.
It's just our regular season. And it'll be a little more traditional. We are running that along with a show called Bat Boy, which is just the funniest show.
I've heard of that. Yeah. I wanted to see it. But it's really funny.
So those two shows will work together. And then you could maybe see a science fiction double feature. You could see a Bat Boy at 2 and then go back and see Rocky at 7:30. So you got your double feature there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we are switching over in November. And I really can't say yet what we're doing. We're still working on rights for these shows. But I can tell you that the lineup is just going to be crowd-pleasing one show after another.
Well, I know you've had a whole year to plan. So
Yes, we have. And renovate and do all kinds of fun things.
So. And you're still working down there.
Uh-huh. I have paint all over me right now. I was down painting.
And do you still need help down there?
We do. If anybody's interested in participating as a volunteer with us, we have all kinds of things we're working on. Just in terms of the renovation, we're doing a lot of painting. The lounge, I don't know if anybody remembers, but the lounge was purple. It is no longer purple. The purple has gone away. I know. Sad for some. Sad for some. Happy for others. We're doing some updates on lighting and stage. And if anybody likes to build or help with lighting, we're in need of prop people and costumers and people that might want to direct or actors, obviously. We are going to do the generals in July. I don't have a disclosed date yet, but I think it'll end up being the week after we open our first show. There'll be all kinds of information on our website.
Okay, so go to the website.
Yeah, axiomrepertorytheater.com, axreptheater.com.
And if you're out of the Reading area, and it's worth coming to Reading for a weekend to come and see the shows.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're really excited.
It's going
to
be great.
You know, reopening and getting back to live theater. We just come to the theater, come and see shows. Support theater in our community. We've got 3 theaters right now running. I know the Cascade's getting ready to do some wonderful stuff in the fall. And I know that Riverfront is also getting ready to do some shows in the fall, too. So support local theater because we need you. We need to know that you're there.
And we need theater.
We need theater
in our lives. It really changes things. I mean, I've been going to theater since I was a child. My mother used to take me to theater, and it just, it's really made a difference and enriched my life.
It has. And if there's one show you don't care for, that's okay. But there are many others out there that you might. And come on board and hang out with us.
Yeah, somebody said there was too much theater in this town. And I said, there can't be too much theater in this town. If you see a good play, you want to see another good play. If you see a bad play, you want to see a better play.
So exactly.
You want to go.
Exactly. So, and I think people are kind of hungry for theater right now, and music and art and dance. I think right now we've just been
tired of the screens.
It's just insane how, you know, food and the arts have been so highly impacted by COVID, you know?
Yeah.
And we just need to get back to great food and great arts.
Great.
Yeah.
So how did you get interested in theater? What's your background, Nancy?
Oh, my goodness. It started by way of music, I would say. Adrian Jacoby and her husband, Bill, started me on violin at age 4 when they came to town to run the symphony.
Do you still play?
A little bit. Not very often. But I grew up with Jana, their daughter Jana, who is amazing. She's out getting ready to go out on tour with Rod Stewart again, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we lost touch after probably I turned about 5 or 6. And then took violin lessons all through elementary, middle school, and then high school. And was in the symphony at the high school at Shasta High, again with Jana. And got reacquainted with her and had a great time. And then started doing musicals there as a kid. I teched 2 shows. I teched, was that Oklahoma? I don't remember the first show. I think it was. And then Hello Dolly. And then I was in Brigadoon and King and I. And then I went on to Shasta College and did several shows out there.
What did you do out there? I was just wondering if I'd seen anything. When was that?
Oh, Lord. It was 80 through 82. And I think I did a very obscure show called Of the Icing. Oh, my gosh. Years ago. With
George
Cecil.
M. Cohan.
Yes, exactly. There you go. Obscurity meets knowledge. Anyway, went to Chico State, did several shows there, had a great theater experience at Chico with director teacher Randy Wanzong, who I just reconnected with just recently. He's retired and having a great time. And just had a great time doing opera down there, jazz, just all kinds of music. And got a theater minor, music major and a theater minor. And then I came back up to work in town. I've been at Anderson 35 years. I just retired for the second time, which is crazy. Did lots of plays and musicals with kids, high school kids and little kids. Started a little kids theater down there and just had a great time doing it. And then met Ken about 8 years ago, and he was
at Shasta College.
Yeah, he was teaching theater at the college, and we did 3 shows out there, and then we just branched off and decided to do our own thing with Axiom. We started Axiom in 2016.
I was wondering. I couldn't remember what year that was.
Yeah. January 1st, 2016. That's when we decided to do it, and we started with Waiting for Godot. What a great show that was.
Yeah.
It was so fun, and then we at Pilgrim, we did that at Pilgrim Congregational. And then we did cabaret at the high school and Into the Woods. And we're pretty much nomads until October of 19. And we found this great building over behind Office Depot on Bocelli. It used to be the H2O building or Rumors. Some people remember it as Rumors. It was kind of a barfly hangout. And it's a huge building.
It's huge.
Yeah, 14,000 square feet. And it's just awesome. We have a huge lounge. And the stage area, the theater, as we call it, is just huge. We can, once COVID's kind of done, we can see over 300. I think we're at about 335 seats once we're said and done.
What's your policy going to be when you start, when you open?
Oh, that's a great question. So we're kind of waiting to see where the state lands on the 15th of June. We really think what's going to happen is the color system is probably going to go out the window, and they're just going to require people to wear masks indoors. We're currently asking that all of our actors are vaccinated, and they are, which is wonderful because we can all hang out together and rehearse without masks. I have to tell you, that's just been a joy. We started American Song last week, and we haven't had to mask. You know, it's just been wonderful. And the same with the other actors. They're coming in. We will probably have audience masked just for their own protection. But I don't believe we're going to require vaccination cards or negative COVID tests. As a matter of fact, it's kind of funny. We're Giants fans, Ken and I, and we went down to a Giants game about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we had to show our vax card, and we had to show, you know, we had to make sure that we were masked the whole time. Ken got a notice that says they will no longer need your vaccination card or a COVID negative COVID test. They're still going to mask, but that's it. So we can be outdoors and hang out
good
without anything. And it's exciting to think that we'll reach that end of that tunnel and see the light of it. And maybe by the fall, when we go into October, we won't have to have any masking or anything. You know, I don't know. We'll see how time tells. But
Rocky Horror Picture Show, they could all wear masks.
I know. And it would be fine and funny, right? Absolutely. But, yeah, we're following what the state tells us we need to follow, and the county. We always let the county know what we're up to. We actually ran our children's show, our summer show, last summer at RSA Outdoors, and the kids wore visors and masks, and we kept going. So we didn't stop. We stopped regular productions with adults, but we kept the kids show going.
Yeah,
just to give those poor things something to do. They were just chomping at the bit to get moving. So pretty exciting to see all of the fun changes that are going on right now.
It is. Yeah. It is. And I'm glad you're keeping up to date with everything, because I can't keep track.
I know. Ken and I watch that like a hawk. We do, because it really impacts us, affects us for sure. And we've been blessed to, you know, have the support of some grants and some loans to keep us moving forward too.
Amen.
And renovating the theater in COVID, and also just in general, just to kind of, we had planned on doing that anyway, so it gave us some time to kind of reflect and figure out what we needed to update for the coming season. And I'm having a blast. I know you are. Redesigning bathrooms right now, painting and all that. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I just retired, and I've had several students, probably more than two handfuls of kids come back as adults and participate with us.
Oh, so that's exciting.
I know. So we have people on stage, people behind the scenes. We also have several retired teachers that have jumped aboard and have just been incredible getting our theater up and running.
That's great.
You know, man hours has just been... You know, we probably have about 50 people that have been working on the theater over the last 8 months. Very exciting.
All right. Well, yeah. I look forward to going back there.
I know. I'm hoping that with our summer rep season and then our regular season, that we will see an increase in tickets and people coming and hanging out with us when we have bands or other music going on. And come by and say hi. We're there all the time. If you want to just get a little pre-tour of the place or check us out for volunteerism, you know, feel free to drop by. We're usually there from about 10 to about 4.
What's the address? What's the actual
2613 Bocelli.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a big Axiom. We have big banners up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you can see good where we're at.
Yeah. You're right next to some bike shop or something?
Yeah, we're sandwiched in between the bowling alley and the cycle shop.
Okay.
And so we get a lot of interesting, fun peeps coming in. in that area. It's kind of an eclectic group of people. We also have an aquarium, which is so fun to go in. You look at all the different coral and fish and a marine store, too.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'll have to check it out next really time I'm over there.
Yeah, it's a fun little area. We call ourselves, we can't decide. So there's downtown Reading. We think we're sort of midtown or uptown. I don't know. You'll have to help me figure that out, Linda.
Are we midtown?
I think we're in midtown.
It's got to be midtown because midtown the freeways are just, you know.
Yeah.
You're freeway close.
I know. And what's great is you can't hear the freeway at all.
No.
But we're right there. Someday we want a big old fat sign on the roof that says Axiom so people know where we are and they can come off the freeway and watch a show.
Find it easily.
I thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken says he's done the metrics. There's like 60,000 people that pass that area every day. So he's
thinking,
So we're hoping to get people from out of town to help with our income tax, our tourist tax, or whatever they call that, TOT.
I don't know.
Hoping to, you know, get people from out of the area to come into Reading and participate with us and the other theaters and go to the bridge and do all kinds of fun things.
Yeah, there's a lot to do here in Reading.
There is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And a lot of really good theater.
Yep.
Now that it's opening up again.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Give my best to Ken.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward to Love Letters. The first show, July 1st.
Come and see us.
Wow, that was fun. So now what else is happening around our town? Well, the only thing playing right now that I know of is New Stage Theater in Anderson is presenting Songs for a New World, June 6th through 20th. They have evening and some matinee performances. This is located in Anderson High School's Performing Arts Center. Tickets may be purchased online or at the door. It's located at 1471 Ferry Street in Anderson. In Cottonwood, the Arts Theater's first show is actually a magic show by Ron Gasecki. He's from the Bay Area, and it will go on the last weekend in June, and currently that's all the information I have. You can contact the Arts Theater at ddirk.artstheater@gmail.com, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. And then they will, at the Cottonwood Arts Theater, will follow in July. I believe it's July, but I don't think they have dates yet. With Neil Simon's last play, Rose's Dilemma, dates are to be determined. The Arts Theater is located at 20840 Front Street in Cottonwood. And Riverfront Playhouse has a beautiful new theater at 1950 Market Street. We hope to bring you some information from their president and their future plans at our next show, July 8th, 8 p.m., right here on KKRN. Thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you at the theater. And remember, if you have a theatrical event that you would like us to bring to the community's attention, please email me at lindareagan150@gmail.com. Keep in mind, we tape about 2 weeks before airtime. Thank you for listening. This program has been produced and directed by Reagan Reagan with the technical support of Lily Dubois. You can contact us at lindareagan150@gmail.com.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.